These days, the crowdfunding site GoFundMe is full of appeals for help with rent, medicine, and childcare. Along with donations, supporters can leave comments like these.
Best of everything, big guy.
Best of everything and many prayers your way.
Best of health to your baby.
A couple of artists decided to use the comments on GoFundMe as raw material for a work of art. NPR's Netta Ulubi has more.
This online artwork is called Get Well Soon. It's more than 200,000 comments, arranged in tight alphabetical rows of hope, cheer, and sympathy. So much data, so few words.
Best of luck.
Best of good luck.
Best of luck and good luck in finding your cure.
Best of luck and hopefully this nightmare time will be over soon.
Best of luck. Stay strong.
Yes, they're generic, says artist Sam Levine, who's one of the work's creators.
But I think what stands out is as you read more and more of them and you kind of read them all together, there's a feeling of, for me at least, a feeling of overwhelming sadness.
Can't wait for you to come back cancer-free.
Can't wait for you to come home and we can all hang out again. We miss you.
Each comment is a window, he says, into someone's struggle, loss, or love.
We're thinking about it as an archive of well wishes, but an archive that shouldn't exist, that exists because of a terrible structural inequality that we all face.
What sort of dystopia has produced this type of system?
Get Well Soon's co-creator, Tega Brain, says this artwork reflects a system where human experience becomes content, content is intellectual property, and privacy's up for grabs, as it has been for many years.
Companies like Google and Facebook were literally founded on scraping information off websites.
So that's what these artists did. They scraped GoFundMe for these comments to comment on how the internet currently works, with data scraping spun into the social media that underpins so much of what we do.
As a practice, I think this is something that we absolutely need to be thinking through and how it commodifies things like experience or like communication and what that means.
Since it was founded more than a decade ago, GoFundMe has made hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue while raising more than $9 billion for things people need, like wheelchairs and operations. But, says artist Sam Levine,
we're never going to donate our way out of a healthcare crisis. We're never going to donate our way out of a housing crisis or an employment crisis. And yet we're constantly being asked to do that.
This artwork is a get well card of sorts, he says, to a sick and dysfunctional system. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.